Soon the coach passed and another field where all laborers were working in industriously. When the king asked to whom the field belonged, they answered, "To my lord Marquis of Carabas." Then the king once more complimented the marquis upon his rich possessions. At last, Puss in Boots arrived at a stately castle. It belonged to an ogre, the richest ever known, and had the lands through which the king had passed that morning belonged to him.